At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I am visiting with Michael Salzberg. And Michael, before we get going any further, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm the business director for DuPont's biomaterials business. So I'm responsible for our commercial businesses in BioPDO and Sorona Polymer, as well as our pre-commercial development portfolio.
The panel that you're going to be speaking on is another panel that we're having on biorefining. Tell me your topic, because I'm not sure I would pronounce it all correctly to start with. And what are some of the takeaways you'd like these attendees to be thinking of when they leave?
Well, I'm going to be speaking about a new development that we've done in collaboration with ADM to develop a new monomer that uses fructose as the raw material. So it's a process that uses chemical catalysis, and in a several-step process takes fructose to a monomer that's called FDME, furan dicarboxylic methyl ester. That monomer can be used to make a lot of exciting new polymers, particularly in the packaging area, for example, helping carbonated soft drink and beer manufacturers to downgauge their packaging and provide the same shelf life.
What does this mean to the industry then? I mean, what does it mean for these biorefineries?
Well, I think one of the main topics at this corn utilization conference is all about, hey, what are the other applications we can use some of the corn fractions for? And so this is a great way to take corn starch to fructose and make a really valuable chemical out of it. So I think for the ag processing industry and for farmers, it offers that kind of opportunity. And then for a materials company like DuPont, having the ability to make new monomers that are accessible now because of the fact that we're using renewable raw materials, the renewable raw materials enable them. We can take those monomers and make exciting new polymers from them and help our customers solve their problems, like, for example, downgauging packaging.
So how significant is it for industry, and does this also allow not only the industry but companies like yours to work more into this sustainability space that we've also been talking about?
Yeah, there's no question that there's a trend where consumers want to know a lot more about where does their food, their products, their clothes, all those kinds of things, where do they come from, and what kind of impact is that process having on the earth? So I think it's great for the industry to be able to talk about, hey, we're bringing higher performing materials, oh, and also they have better sustainability profiles. And I think we in the sort of ag industry, we have a lot to bring to that discussion, because we can bring this element of renewability. Instead of depending on fossil fuels, we can use renewable raw materials. So I think it's a great thing for the industry and for consumers.
Sounds great. Thank you. That's just what I needed here. And at the 2016 CUTC, I've been visiting with Michael Salzberg with DuPont Industrial Biosciences. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.